So if you want to wait for Scott, we can do that, or we can, Gail, if you're on the line, I think we can. Oh, accept comments from the public. Are there any comments from the public?
There is.
Did you say, oh, who do we have for public comment?
We have a Pete that would like to speak. And just to remind public speakers that comments are received in real time via telephone or Zoom and subject to a 3-minute time limit per speaker. And we will go ahead and allow Pete to be able to speak for the 3 minutes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, for those new to the board, I'm Pete Nowicki. I'm the fire chief retiree from the Moraga Arinda Fire District. I'm gonna read you a statement that I sent to Cesara prior to the last board meeting, but it was not read because of Cesara's position stating they'll no longer read comments during public comment, so I'm here in person. 7 years ago, you held a hearing in collusion with a rogue newspaper reporter attempting to take the heat off yourselves, discrediting me by clawing back my hard-earned retirement benefits. At that hearing, counsel for Cesara, Mr. Leiderman, irresponsibly tried to pull the wool over the board's eyes with a presentation fraught with lies and false allegations. Unfortunately, you either took the bait or you were happy to have the lies in which you could pursue a witch hunt. The public needs to know that my litigation ultimately resulted in a first California Appellate District Division II excoriation of Cesara in a 33-page opinion. That opinion was immediately published and upheld by the California Supreme Court. It reversed Cesara's contrived accusations and ultimately and appropriately accused Cesara of wanting to make him a scapegoat. And that's an exact quote from the Honorable Judge Richmond. A tape of that Zoom hearing is available to the public and everyone should watch it, especially this board. During the past 7 years in court, I have at different times respectfully requested to meet with 6 different Cesara board members in order to not only point out the malfeasance that occurred during the 2015 hearing, but also to show the incredible string of ever-changing lies that Cesara counsel has persisted in telling the court throughout the entire legal process and how they've moved the goalpost each time they are caught in their lies. Most recently, I requested an opportunity to make a presentation to the entire board during a monthly board meeting and again was denied. While being denied access to the board members time and time again, I'm continuously told that it's because Cesara's legal counsel has advised against it. My question is, why does the board follow the dictates of an attorney who I can demonstrate as morally corrupt and who the courts have ashamedly condemned as improper and inappropriate? This is the fox guarding the hen house. I've also requested to know through the Freedom of Information Act how much this 7-year sham has cost the retirees in unnecessary legal fees. I was told by Cesara that the amount was confidential because of, quote, attorney-client privilege. Really? You find it appropriate to be able to write undisclosed amounts of checks to an outside legal firm under the cloak of secrecy? For many years, while I was the chief officer in the fire service, I attended Cesara board meetings, and the single word that was thrown around like candy was transparency. You've either forgotten the importance of that word or have chosen to simply use it as a smokescreen and allow continued unethical behavior of your counsel and some of your employees. And yes, I'm including some of your employees, because if you'd like further enlightenment, you need to read the transcripts of the deposed Cesara's deputy CEO who held that position in 2015. And then come back to me and I'll show you the evidence that I've assembled that shows how dishonest and disingenuous he was. I'd like you to explain to the viewing public why the board will not allow me to make a public presentation to the membership about what we've uncovered, all substantiated with irrefutable proof, as well as exhibiting Cesara counsel's regretful behavior in court. That will also be based on court transcripts and legal documents. I again ask you to allow me to make a lengthy presentation at a future board meeting for all of you, for all of the retirees, and for the public to witness, and perhaps you'll change how you conduct your business. I respectfully request to have a copy of this statement attached to this board meeting's minutes, and we'll be happy to send a copy of it to the Cesara administrator for inclusion. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Do we have any other public comment? Apologize for my technical drop off.
Not at this time.
All right, thank you. All right, let's move on to our next item.